Welcome to the Sleep Podcast by Slow. Before we journey into tonight's sleep story, allow me to introduce you to Slow, our premium sleep app. Slow is your go-to sleep app, custom crafted to your sleep needs. Imagine how you would feel after a restful night's sleep. Picture yourself awakening each day revitalized, ready to tackle life's challenges with renewed vigor. Quality sleep not only enriches your overall well-being, but also fosters heightened focus, productivity, happiness, and a dramatic reduction in stress the next day. So you may be wondering, how does Slow work its magic? Slow help you create a bedtime routine that focuses on setting you up for a good night's sleep. Slow empowers you with personalized sound mixing so you can craft your unique sleep sanctuary. Whether it's a lush jungle, a serene forest river, or any other soundscape that resonates with your spirit, Slow lets you mix and match sounds from all around the world, loop them for as long as you desire, so you will get the tranquil slumber you've been yearning for. With Slow, fine-tuning any soundscape to perfection is effortless. Slow is thoughtfully designed with your well-being at its core. If you're ready to transform your sleep into an exquisite experience, I invite you to click the link in the podcast description and embark on this journey with a free trial. Now let's immerse ourselves in tonight's episode, where comfort and serenity eagerly await.
The Solitary Beacon, a relaxing sleep story by Slow. In a remote corner of the world, where the land met the sea in a timeless embrace, there stood a solitary lighthouse. Its weathered stones bore the scars of countless storms, and its towering form had become a beacon of hope for sailors lost in the vast expanse of the ocean. At the heart of this lighthouse, in a room adorned with nautical charts and the soft glow of lantern light, lived the keeper of the lighthouse, an enigmatic figure known to few. This keeper had dedicated their life to the rhythm of the sea, guiding ships safely through treacherous waters. The keeper's days were filled with solitude, punctuated only by the occasional visits from supply ships and the haunting call of seagulls. They found solace in the relentless cadence of the waves and the soothing sweep of the lighthouse's beam cutting through the darkness. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting the world in shades of orange and gold, the keeper climbed the narrow spiral staircase to the lantern room. It was a nightly ritual, a moment when they would tend to the lighthouse's inner workings and prepare it for the coming night. As the keeper adjusted the lamp's wick and watched the flame flicker to life, they couldn't help but feel a sense of kinship with the fire. As the Meridian Voyager left the safety of the harbor and ventured into open waters, Samuel and the keeper felt a mixture of excitement and trepidation. The sea stretched out before them, an expanse of possibility and uncertainty. Their journey took them through uncharted waters, where the map's cryptic symbols and clues became their guiding stars. Each day brought new challenges and discoveries: a forgotten island, a mysterious cave, and the remnants of a shipwreck from ages past. But amidst the search for the treasure, Samuel and the keeper found something far more valuable, the treasure of companionship and shared adventure. They faced storms together, navigated treacherous currents, and shared stories beneath the starlit sky. As they delved deeper into their quest, the keeper shared the wisdom of a life shaped by the sea, the importance of resilience in the face of adversity, the beauty of embracing the unknown, and the enduring power of dreams. Samuel, in turn, shared his dreams of exploration and discovery, and how the allure of the hidden treasure had set his heart ablaze. It was a reminder that the search for treasure was not only about the riches it might bring, but also the journey it inspired. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and cast a warm golden glow across the sea, the Meridian Voyager arrived at the final destination, the island where the treasure was said to be buried. Both were solitary guardians, their purpose to provide warmth and light in the darkest of times. With shovels in hand, Samuel and the keeper began to dig, their hearts pounding with anticipation. They unearthed chests filled with gold and jewels, a fortune beyond their wildest dreams. But as they gazed upon the gleaming treasures, they realized that the true riches of their journey lay in the bond they had formed and the wisdom they had shared. In that moment, Samuel and the keeper understood that the greatest treasure was not the gold they had found, but the treasure of a life well lived, filled with moments of connection, adventure, and shared dreams. As the Meridian Voyager sailed back to the lighthouse, the keeper couldn't help but smile, knowing that their journey had come full circle. They had rediscovered the joy of companionship and the thrill of adventure, and they had helped Samuel find the treasure within himself. With the lantern's soft glow illuminating the lantern room once more, Samuel and the keeper settled into bed that night, their hearts at peace. The chapters of their life yet to unfold held the promise of continued friendship, shared adventures, and the enduring legacy of a life guided not only by the sea's rhythms, but by the bonds of connection and the treasures of the heart. As the soothing sound of the waves played a gentle lullaby, they drifted into a peaceful slumber, grateful for the lessons learned and the journey that had led them to this moment. A moment of fulfillment, friendship, and the true treasure of life. With the lighthouse bathed in its soft, steady glow, the keeper gazed out at the vast expanse of the sea. It was a mirror reflecting the constellations above, a canvas painted with the dreams of sailors and the secrets of the deep. The keeper's thoughts turned to the past, to the countless ships they had guided safely home, and the sailors whose lives they had touched, if only for a fleeting moment. They remembered the tales of love and loss, of adventures on distant shores, and the enduring bonds forged at sea. But amidst the tranquility of the lighthouse, there was a sense of longing, a desire for something more than the rhythmic routine of their solitary life. The keeper yearned for a connection, a moment when their world would be touched by another's. As they settled into the worn chair by the window, the keeper allowed themselves to dream. They imagined a life where the sea's rhythm was not just a companion but a backdrop to shared laughter, where the beam of the lighthouse would guide not only ships but the wayward hearts of kindred spirits. With the night sky above and the gentle sway of the lighthouse, the keeper's thoughts turned to the future, to the possibility of new horizons and the promise of the unknown. The chapters of their life yet to unfold held the promise of a tale guided not only by the sea's rhythms, but by the currents of connection and the light of love. As they closed their eyes, the soothing sound of the waves below played a gentle lullaby, cradling them into a peaceful slumber. The keeper of the lighthouse had cast their wishes upon the sea, and the ocean, with its infinite wisdom, would carry them into the realm of dreams. In the days that followed, the keeper of the lighthouse continued their nightly routine, tending to the lantern, guiding ships through the treacherous waters, and gazing out at the endless sea. Yet a seed of longing had been planted, and it grew with each passing night. One stormy evening, as the waves crashed against the rugged cliffs and the wind howled through the lighthouse, the keeper's solitude felt especially profound. The tempest outside seemed to mirror the turmoil within their heart. In the dimly lit lantern room, the keeper took solace in the familiar rituals of their duty. The rhythmic sweep of the lighthouse's beam cut through the darkness, offering a fleeting connection to the ships out at sea, but it was a connection that remained distant and fleeting. As the storm raged on, the keeper couldn't help but reflect on their own past. They remembered a time when they had been a sailor themselves, when the sea had been their companion and the horizon their endless adventure. But life had taken them in a different direction, leading them to become the guardian of this remote lighthouse. The memories of their seafaring days were bittersweet, a reminder of the freedom and camaraderie they had once known. They missed the laughter of fellow sailors, the shared stories beneath a starlit sky, and the sense of purpose that came with life at sea. As the storm began to subside, the keeper felt a renewed sense of determination. They yearned to reconnect with the world beyond the lighthouse's stone walls, to rediscover the joy of companionship and shared adventures. With each passing day, the keeper's longing grew, and they began to reach out to the sailors passing by. They exchanged stories and shared their wisdom about the treacherous waters they navigated. It was a small but significant step towards breaking free from their self-imposed isolation. One evening, as the sun set in a blaze of fiery colors, a ship approached the lighthouse. On board was a group of sailors who had heard of the keeper's wisdom and sought guidance through the perilous waters. The keeper welcomed them with open arms, and as they shared tales of their seafaring days, a sense of camaraderie filled the lantern room. It was a moment of connection, a reminder that the lighthouse was not just a solitary outpost, but a place where stories were shared and bonds were formed. As the sailors set sail once more, leaving behind a lantern room filled with laughter and warmth, the keeper felt a sense of fulfillment they hadn't experienced in years. They knew that the longing in their heart had not been in vain, and that the chapters of their life yet to unfold held the promise of rediscovering the echoes of their own past. As they settled into bed that night, the gentle sound of the waves played a soothing lullaby, carrying them into a peaceful slumber. The keeper of the lighthouse had found a way to bridge the gap between their solitary life and the world beyond, and in doing so, they had illuminated their own path towards fulfillment and connection. The keeper's newfound connection with the passing sailors brought a renewed sense of purpose to their life at the lighthouse. With each ship that sought their guidance, their heart grew lighter, and the solitude that had once weighed them down felt less burdensome. One crisp morning, as the sun rose over the horizon, painting the sea with hues of pink and gold, the keeper received an unexpected visit. It was a young woman named Eliza, her eyes filled with determination and a sense of adventure. Eliza had heard stories of the keeper's wisdom and had traveled from a distant village to seek their guidance. She carried with her dreams of a life at sea, a desire to explore the world and chart her own course. Her spirit was as free as the gulls that circled the lighthouse. As the keeper listened to Eliza's dreams, they saw a reflection of their own younger self, the sailor who had once set out on daring voyages and embraced the unknown. They felt a kinship with this spirited young woman, a sense of responsibility to nurture her dreams. With a heart filled with compassion, the keeper shared their knowledge of the sea, the intricacies of navigation, and the timeless wisdom passed down through generations of sailors. They saw in Eliza the same spark of curiosity and resilience that had guided them through life's challenges. As the days turned into weeks, Eliza became a frequent visitor to the lighthouse. She would arrive with questions and stories, her thirst for knowledge unquenchable. In turn, the keeper found solace in mentoring this eager young sailor, passing down the legacy of their own experiences. One evening, as they stood together in the lantern room watching the stars twinkle above, Eliza spoke of her dream to explore a hidden archipelago, a place rumored to be filled with wonders and mysteries yet to be discovered. Her eyes shone with determination, and the keeper saw in her the embodiment of the adventurous spirit they had once known. The keeper offered their guidance and support, ensuring that Eliza was well prepared for her upcoming journey. They shared charts and navigational insights, ensuring she had the knowledge to navigate the treacherous waters of the archipelago safely. On the day of Eliza's departure, the keeper stood on the rocky cliffs, their heart filled with a mixture of pride and nostalgia. As Eliza's ship sailed towards the horizon, disappearing into the vast expanse of the sea, the keeper couldn't help but feel a sense of fulfillment. They had become a guiding light, not only for ships at sea, but for the dreams of a young sailor. With the lantern's soft glow illuminating the room, the keeper settled into bed that night, feeling a sense of peace and contentment. The chapters of their life yet to unfold held the promise of continued mentorship and the satisfaction of knowing they had played a part in helping dreams set sail. As they closed their eyes, the soothing sound of the waves played a gentle lullaby, carrying them into a peaceful slumber. The keeper of the lighthouse had discovered that their purpose extended beyond guiding ships. It was about nurturing the dreams of kindred spirits and being a guiding light in their own right. The seasons changed, And with each passing day, the keeper of the lighthouse continued to mentor aspiring sailors who sought their wisdom. The Lantern Room became a place of shared dreams and shared stories, a sanctuary for those who longed to conquer the sea. One summer evening, as the moon cast a silvery glow across the ocean, the keeper received an unexpected visitor, a sailor named Samuel. He arrived with a tattered map and tales of a hidden treasure said to be buried on a distant island. Samuel's eyes sparkled with excitement as he described the legend of the treasure, a fortune lost to the annals of time, waiting to be discovered by a daring adventurer. He believed that with the keeper's guidance, he could unravel the mystery and claim the treasure as his own. As the keeper listened to Samuel's tale, they couldn't help but be intrigued by the sense of adventure that emanated from this sailor. It was a feeling they had known well in their own youth, the thrill of embarking on a daring quest. With a mixture of caution and curiosity, the keeper agreed to help Samuel in his quest. They pored over the tattered map, deciphering its cryptic symbols and hidden clues. The map seemed to whisper of untold riches and uncharted waters. In the weeks that followed, Samuel and the keeper became unlikely companions, bound by a shared mission to uncover the hidden treasure. They studied navigation, honed their skills, and prepared for the arduous journey that lay ahead. But as the days turned into nights, and the moonlight spilled into the lantern room, Samuel and the keeper discovered something even more valuable than the treasure they sought. They found in each other kindred spirits, united by a love for the sea and a thirst for adventure. Amidst their preparations, they would often sit together by the window, gazing out at the moonlit sea. The keeper shared stories of their own youthful escapades, the voyages that had shaped their life, and the lessons they had learned along the way. Samuel, in turn, shared tales of his own adventures, a life filled with daring encounters, near misses, and the thrill of discovery. It was a dialogue between generations, a conversation that transcended time and spoke to the timeless allure of the sea. As the day of their departure drew near, the keeper couldn't help but feel a sense of déjà vu. They saw in Samuel the same eager anticipation they had once felt as a young sailor. It was a reminder that the cycles of life continued, and that with each passing generation, new dreams and new adventures would set sail. With the lantern casting a soft, flickering light on their faces, Samuel and the keeper settled into bed that night, their hearts filled with a sense of camaraderie and excitement. The chapters of their life yet to unfold held the promise of a grand adventure, a treasure hunt that would not only seek riches but also the bonds of friendship and the wisdom of the sea. As the soothing sound of the waves played a gentle lullaby, they drifted into a peaceful slumber, knowing that the greatest treasures in life were often found not in chests of gold, but in the moments and connections that shaped their journey. The day of departure arrived, and Samuel and the keeper prepared to set sail on their quest to find the hidden treasure. Their ship, the Meridian Voyager, stood ready, its sails billowing in the salty breeze.
As we come to the end of this tranquil journey, we encourage you to continue your pursuit of serene nights and rejuvenated days with slow. The path to restful sleep awaits you. Don't miss out on the chance to make every night a peaceful escape. Click the link in the podcast description to start your free trial, and let slow be your guide to the serenity you crave. Thank you for joining us on this soothing adventure. Until we meet again, may your nights be filled with peaceful slumber and your days with boundless energy.